I haven't had enough sauce yet. I need more sauce. A new series we're starting. It's a reaction video type series. Joe Everest does a great job with his. I've always liked it. I've always thought about doing something like this. This will be more focused around the products that we sell and products and issues that we find in people's yards, whether that's a homeowners association or community or individual homes. It's great to be able to analyze some existing videos that we've had in the past and new videos that we're watching all the time and look at them and see how their presentations can be reflected. Because a lot of times when you're doing a video on YouTube, you're whatever the action is, you're getting the job done and you may be just explaining what it is there. But if we can go through a portion of that video and then analyze it and review it further with you, it'll help you get some deeper points. All right, so we're looking at Home with Stephanie Pergola. She's got a great episode here in building a pergola on, I think it's the back porch of her home. We sponsored this video, by the way, and that's maybe why we're looking at it more carefully than we would other videos. But we will be looking at more videos as the time goes on to go through them and comment on them and really see what they're using, what techniques they're using when it comes to fence armor. So she starts off in the video somewhere around the middle of it where she talks about the fence armor brush. It's our new 7-inch brush. We've never had a brush before, and we decided to bring one to the market that's different than any other brush that's out there today. It comes with a handle. It comes with a hook. It's pig bristle and synthetic. All the other 7-inch brushes that are out there are just synthetic. And since we use Expert products, and they're all oil-based, the best kind of brush for that is, in fact, a pig bristle brush. So being able to introduce a brush that has a combination of pig bristle and synthetic gives the best absorption and longevity on a brush. Plus, it comes with its own handle, which is really unusual, and with a center thread so that you can put that handle in. There's no other brush like it on the market. And that's why we brought it out. It's just not another brush. It's a better brush. And we're excited to have that. So let's see what she's doing here. She's now stirring up the stain, and I can't emphasize how important this is. And she's using a wooden stick, and it really only shows it there for a few seconds, but the reality is that 1 gallon bucket, probably by the time it arrives to your door, you'll be stirring it up for at least 2 or 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, because we have so much pigment in the stain that we need you to draw it up as you're using it. And I would say if you leave the stain in the bucket for half an hour and you haven't touched it, go back in and stir it again. If you've got a small auger connected to a drill on low speed, then I would use that. Or you could, you know, go ahead and use a stick, but you're going to be there a while. Go all around, feel for pigment anywhere in that bucket. Make sure you get it brought up to the top so you can get all of the pigment brought up. And it's not just pigment, it's UV protection. It's all the ingredients that make Expert Stain what it is. So now she's looking at fence armor. And what she's got here is the Fence Armor Uni. A few months back, she made a deck with composite lumber. And whether it's composite or whether it's wood, it's going to get damaged with the weed whackers. So I see what she's done here. She's ordered one set of Fence Armor Unis, and she's using one corner for each side, which is a really convenient way to get to the corners of, in this case, a deck, but it could be any area, play set that may have a corner that you want to get to. And one set of unis covers four pieces. So you really get a lot of bang for your buck when you divide the cost up for each corner. You're getting four pieces. So that really is handy. It comes with the fasteners, and they're color matching as well. So that's great. She's showing here an example of how she's using the weed whacker. Now, across the face, you don't really get as much damage on material. On the corners is where the filament of the weed whacker really digs in. And that's where you really want that protection with fence armor. If you're getting a lot of damage on the face, then you could use landscape border to protect that front face. Now, you can see the enclosure here in Stephanie's video, where a few months back she made this and protected it with fence armor and our post caps. Gives you a nice reveal of how, you know, you can take a pretty ugly looking heat pump or air conditioner and dress it up really nicely. And since they're weed whacking around it, they protected it with fence armor. It looks really, really good. As well, on this section here, you can see how she's used the fence armor demi, in this case, on the corner of her fence. So she used a piece on one side to the other, perpendicularly, to be able to cover the bottom. But you notice the demis, how shallow the short side is, so that you don't hit that bottom rail. A great application here in covering that. And of course, you can see the screws are color matching there as well. Our screws also are self-drilling. So for vinyl, typically you would have to drill before you screwed into it, so you don't have any burr build up behind the plate and the guard. But in our case, our screws are self-drilling, so it drills and then threads into the vinyl. So now Stephanie is going on. She's got a mask for any VOCs and so forth, and she wants to be careful. It is very low VOC, but ultimately any personal protection gear that you want to use is helpful. So she'll definitely get high marks here on that pretty industrial-looking face mask. I have to give her credit on the little pink touch. Here she's staining the longboards. Potentially, you may want to consider maybe putting some plastic underneath the sawhorses here, so that if there are any drips that come on the grass, it's not going to change up the color or damage it. That's the only comment I would say here, but ultimately, I think she's doing a great job on the application. Nothing like that fast-forward video, almost like a time-lapse, really. But she's got all six sides of that board getting stained. And you'll notice, you know, what's important here is this is a flood coat. This is a single coat. So the wood is going to absorb as much stain as it can. So be liberal. And you'll see what the wood is doing. If it needs a little more, if it's sucked it in and you can still put in a little bit more, just go ahead, be liberal with that brush. Our 7-inch brush holds a lot of stain, so when you put it in the bucket, it really sucks up the pig hair is what brings up the oil. And now you can apply it, wait till the wood really receives, and you can see it here, what she's doing is doing perfectly. The wood is sucking up all that oil. You don't have to do this again, it's a single coat, so be liberal with it. What's important here in Stephanie's presentation is that she pre-stained all the lumber. That's a really great way to put up, it could even be a fence, it could be a pergola, it could be a gazebo. Pre-staining goes a long way because it covers every side of that lumber. And now you can put it up and basically you don't have to go back, because you can imagine if you were setting this all up and now going back, you'd have to paper or protect the back walls of the house from getting any stain on it. So now it's all stained, it's up, it looks great, and you don't have to go through and mask everything to get that resolved. So I think she's done a really good job with that, and that's what I would do exactly. How she's mounted it too with the tapcons and the rest of it is a good permanent structure. And when you're down in bad weather, you got to remember those winds can really pick up. So the mounting that she's done there is fantastic. It's stunning, the before and after. What is a really simple application really turned out great. It really highlights that back door beautifully. And that'll last a long, long time. With the stain, basically, you know, one of the keys is when the pigment starts to give way to the sun, that's your indication that it's going to need some more stain. In this particular application where it seems to be mostly in the shade, she might get 5 years before she needs to touch that again. In any areas where the sun is really hitting hard, then she can go back in a year or two or 3 years, whatever it happens to be, and just take a small brush and touch up those areas that need color. But other than that, pre-staining was key to easy installation and the process of putting it up. Be sure to stay tuned for more Fence Armor React videos.